Davis.
Okay. How about things made out of corn meal, like
cornbread?
Mm-hmm.
Hush puppies. Well, you'd have to take the corn out to the mill and get it ground into cornmeal or grits.
Mm-hmm.
First, you get your grits, and then you'd have to put it through something else to make your cornmeal because you want it fine.
Mm-hmm.
Because grits and cornmeal is different.
Do you have any different terms for grits? Just call them grits.
How many?
Is there any difference, or?
Same thing.
Is call one after it's cooked,
or? No, both of them is, they call it grits. A lot of people are calling it cabbage. Do you have any grits? And the next one come in and be sitting to the table. Do you have any hominy?
Same thing. Okay. Now they have something else called hominy that's like a whole kernel of the corn. Do you have that around here? I think they put lye on it or something to get the shell on.
The only thing I remember when we went to this cafeteria last year for breakfast, somebody asked, to our table they wanted grits, and to another table I heard them asking, do you have any hominy? And they said, yes.
Mm.
And when they brought it, it was the same thing.
Same thing. Mm. How about something made out of meal instead of grits, but that's boiled, like a pudding, kind of mushy? Do you ever eat anything like that?
Not out of
cornmeal.
Because we take our meal, and like I said, the fish, when you go fishing, you'd have to meal them. Instead of putting flour on the fish, you put meal on the fish. And you make your hush puppies out of meal. And you make your cornbread out of meal.
How would you make the cornbread? What kind of shape or?
Well, you could fix it in the little corn whip. I've got the little corn pan. Looks like a little air corn.
Uh-huh.
And you can fix it in it, or you can make it in just a regular cake pan, any kind of pan you want.
Mm-hmm. Round.
Or you can put it in your frying pan and cook it.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't like it that way.
How thick?
About an inch.
Mm-hmm.
But now if you make your muffins, you can make them like that, you see.
Do you ever put any kind of vegetables in it or
in the cornbread?
Meat?
No, not in my cornbread. I never had.
Do they ever make one that's fried?
Well, that's what I say. A lot of people make the cornbread and put it in the frying pan and fry it.
Oh,
instead of baking it in the oven, put it on the top.
Uh-huh.
And just grease your pan, spray it, you see, and put your mixture in it and let it cook along slow.
Same thing.
Okay.
Now, what about bread made out of flour? What kinds?
Biscuits. I made thousands of biscuits at the jail. That would be my job. I had to get up every morning. And the trust you had was the back to the back, and he'd be way up the one to help the cook. And I'd let my husband rest because he'd be up all the time tonight. And I'd supervise and help with the breakfast. But I made biscuits every morning. Every morning. I'd sift my flour away at night, my beet tree laying out. I'd sift that flour away at night. Roll and make those biscuits the next morning.
Mm-hmm.
Hot biscuits for breakfast.
Those prisoners ate pretty good, didn't they?
They did. Mm-hmm. But they didn't appreciate it.
Mm-hmm.
But they did. And they'd have grits for breakfast every morning, some kind of meat.
Do you make any kind of other bread, like?
Well, a lot of people make light bread, but I don't do it.
Mm-hmm.
Out of flour. And you make bread out of plain flour, not self-rising. Light bread is out of plain flour.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Use your baking powder.
Now, what about the kind that you would buy in the store?